Park City's Green Park Co-Housing is a 10-unit housing project made up of affordable and attainable units. The catalyst for its existence, says Green Park President Daryl Finlayson, solidified when the city agreed to sell them property on Lower Park Avenue as part of the city's commitment to workforce housing.
Green Park sort of coalesced out of a core group of local residents that were really interested in looking for a different way to create a community, a different way to create homes. So co-housing is a collaborative effort where the group comes together first, even before you start designing the homes you want to live in. And we all came up with some common values, some common ideas about the kind of community we wanted to live in. And then we started looking around for some property. Park City had these pieces of property they had purchased in 2008 ready to go. There were three groups, including ours, that got a proposal in, and the city selected our proposal.
Finlayson says the people who have committed to buying into the project represent a cross-section of Park City's workforce.
So there's a doctor and his family that's really interested in kind of downsizing and living in a collaborative, close-knit community. There's a retired couple. They were both teachers for their whole career here in Park City, but now they want to stay in Park City as they retire. There's a developer. There's myself, a ski patroller. There's a city employee. There's another person who's an employee for a local nonprofit. There's a firefighter. So we have a complete cross-section of the workforce. So there are some people that are lower income and some people like a doctor who you would think would be higher income. In his case, he really wants to downsize.
Higher density is one way to make housing more affordable. And as Finlayson says, there are other reasons as well to have density in an urban setting.
And the interesting thing, you know, density is kind of a double-edged sword. A lot of people think higher density is bad. They like to see communities develop with a lot of space. The unintended consequences of that, of course, is sprawl. If you spread the development out over large areas, people have to drive more. They're farther away from things like grocery stores and schools. In our case, each individual household is going to be as space efficient as possible, the individual units. And one of the principles of designing for a co-housing community is to take space out of the house that you don't use every day all the time and put that into some community space that we can all use when we need to.
He says another principle of co-housing is to share space and neighborly interaction.
You know, like a laundry room, maybe some guest rooms, a common kitchen. We're going to have a common large kitchen area. One of the other principles of co-housing is to share meals within the community a couple times a week, which promotes that communication, which helps you to solve problems and basically get along with your neighbors. We're going to have a common workshop, common bike storage. I think if we can get the layout we want, we're going to have room for about 30 bikes to be stored inside.
But now, in order to make the project pencil out, the project plans push the limits of meeting the 60% open space requirements. And Green Park has discussed with the Park City Planning Commission the concept of allowing either slightly less open space or the addition of green roofs.
Right now, we're at about 53%. So the layout of our site is kind of, there's going to be a common courthouse, or courtyard, I should say, in the center of the new construction, and all the individual units, the multi-resident construction, the doors are going to be facing into that common courtyard area. And hopefully if we get the layout we want, that common area will feed into the front yard that faces onto Park Avenue in front of the two historic homes, which is actually a fairly deep yard. It's bigger than the minimum setbacks.
He says his hopes are high because the city has recently stated its commitment to creating more projects just like this one. Green Park operates almost like a pilot program to test the land management code.
If the land management code stays the way it is, it's going to be really difficult for us to get 10 units of housing onto that piece of property based on the requirements for the setbacks, the open space. There's also an issue between the spacing between the new construction and the historic homes. You know, the planning department has presented and amended a couple of amended ordinances for consideration. And I think that is really in relationship just to the challenges that are going to be faced in general, as you mentioned, as the city moves forward to try to find other ways to create some workforce housing in, you know, Central Park City.
That's President of Green Park Co-Housing, LLC, Daryl Finlayson. He says Park City Planning Commission needs to approve some of those changes to the ordinances, but he says he's not certain when Planning Commission will meet to approve or disprove those changes. He says Green Park just secured financing for both construction and purchase of the project. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.